Hello and welcome to the Nashville Daily Podcast. I'm Stuart Deming.
And I'm Aaron Pennington.
Southwest Airlines may consider a Nashville base as flight traffic increases.
Metro Council will soon vote on a plan to put $50 million towards addressing the homelessness crisis in Nashville.
Plus, renovating the Nashville Fairgrounds Speedway may be tougher than previously thought because of old data.
We'll talk about all of this and more on Nashville Daily.
Here in a few moments, we're going to be talking about the Nashville Fairground Speedway. And I was there a few weeks ago, and I can't wait to talk about my experience there. But if you're looking for a house near the Speedway, and you're just like, man, I want to get away from all these loud noises from the Speedway because of the races and now the soccer stadium, you need to contact our sponsor, Brad Reynolds. You can call him at 615-856-3270, or you could visit thinkbrad.com. And if you're thinking Nashville, you need to be thinking Brad.
So this is a very interesting stat. Southwest is, if you've been to the Nashville airport, you know Southwest is the busiest
airline
that Nashville has. But how busy is Nashville for Southwest? Well, we are ranked the eighth busiest airport for Southwest. Obviously, Atlanta has a major Southwest hub. And, you know, we see so much of Southwest in Nashville, you know, it really feels like we should have a hub here. But we are on the number eight priority list for Southwest, which just shows how busy they actually are throughout the United States. But still, maybe possibly enough traffic to consider some sort of base here in Nashville.
Yeah, so this is coming from the Nashville Business Journal. Southwest Airlines CEO Bob Jordan is bullish on the company's future in Nashville. With around 800 employees already in Nashville, Jordan told the Business Journal that Southwest is looking at a future flight attendant and pilot base, a city where crew and aircrafts are stationed in Nashville.
So there are, here's the interesting thing. There are no immediate plans.
So this can be 20 years in the future.
This really sounds like an article where somebody asks, like, hey, could this be possible? And he's like, yeah,
maybe.
Sure.
Yeah.
You know, I could see it. It is interesting. I did not know that Southwest had 800 employees already in Nashville. I mean, that's a lot. And a place for pilots and some vehicles and flight attendants. It could be a really, really good thing for Southwest here at Nashville.
So he goes on to say, Nashville is hugely important, but job one right now for us is to get back to the whole network, restored back to what it was before the pandemic. We're just not there. We're about maybe 80 to 85% there right now. So before we put a lot of investment in new places and growing new places, we've got to go back to the network restored. So basically, back to pre-pandemic levels.
Yeah, so we don't really know how soon something like that could happen. Nashville's had an interesting relationship with airlines over the past,
4 or 5 years.
Yeah, 4 or 5 years. We've had some people that said, we definitely want to put a base in, a major base in Nashville, the Franklin area, and that doesn't happen. But we're seeing a lot of also expansion of other airlines coming into Nashville. We talked recently with a friend of ours who recently booked a $79 first class ticket through Breeze Airlines.
Which is amazing.
Which is really cool. Like, I don't know how their first class experience is. I don't know if it is
it's probably a
$79
Delta.
First class experience. But, you know, that airline was just announced very recently. We've had a lot of those type of announcements here. So, I mean, airlines are putting a lot of resources into Nashville. And the good news is we talked about some airline and traffic passenger statistics yesterday on the podcast. We know that that's not going to loosen up anytime soon. We know that they're going to continue to break records for number of passengers in and out of B&A.
But we just need to look at these numbers real quick. This is crazy. This is coming from the Nashville Business Journal. So the total passengers from 2020 to 2021 for Southwest Airlines, from July 2020 to June 2021, over 6 million people. And second place was American Airlines with
just under a million?
Just shy of a million people.
Wow.
That's insane.
I really didn't think that there would be that much of a difference.
Yeah, and then
six times the amount of traffic almost.
Delta's just shy of 700,000, and then SkyWest, I don't even know who SkyWest is shy of 500,000.
United is very. I would have thought United was a lot higher.
Yeah, like here it would have been in Nashville. Like a million people.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Nope, just 156,000 for
Alaska has United. Almost as many people as United flying in.
That's pretty surprising. Wow. Wow. Indeed. All right. So we're going to be talking about a little bit later in this episode some Speedway negotiations for the Nashville Speedway. But yesterday we talked a little bit when we mentioned this Brookmead Park special meeting that didn't really accomplish anything. We mentioned that there was talks of this $50 million plan that Metro Council is going to vote on soon to combat homelessness. And today we're going to be talking about the details of that. This is coming from News Channel 5. John Cooper says this could be the answer to homelessness in the city, which is a pretty bold statement. We'll see if the details pan out. Metro Council will vote on this plan in their October meeting. But Wednesday, this article was put out over a week ago. Wednesday was Cooper's chance to offer clarity on what the funding would accomplish.
So we have a little graph coming from News Channel 5, and the Metro Development and Housing Agency, all these metro departments can get really confusing on who actually does what. But this is a graph, and I believe this is the amount of homeless people within Davidson County.
Yeah, the number of homeless people.
And the number of years. So this tracks the last 10 years or 11 years here.
So starting in 2011, it looks like we are just over 2,200 homelessness in Nashville, number of homeless people in Nashville. 2022, we've seen, I mean, there's a lot of spikes in there, a big dip in 2015, a big rise in 2016, and a little sharp small decline from 2017, 2018, big decline in 2019, small increase in 2020. 2021 doesn't have a dot.
Yeah, they missed the dot there.
And then 2022 is 1,916, so about minus 300 or so from where we were in 2011, which, and is this, honestly, like, that's surprising to me.
Yeah, I wonder if this is the people that are in homeless camps, because homelessness is also considered people that live in their vehicles, so that number is probably not accurate and counted.
Well, as long as they counted the same each time,
I wonder how it's a good indicator. That's the biggest thing.
Yeah, so it is. Maybe we'll have to get deeper into the weeds on this. But as long as they counted the same each time, then that's okay. Cooper said this is a proven model. Then we'll talk about the details of that model. This is a proven model that has been successful in cities across the country, and it's important to bring that model to Nashville. A lot of this funding, you know, where did we get $50 million? It's coming from the American Rescue Plan. Some funding of that is set aside for long-term housing. They say half of this money would pay for building affordable homes through low-cost loans. The city would also reach out to construction projects already underway and offer incentives to set aside a set number of units well below the market rate. About $7 million would be spent on programs launched in February, I guess, of 2023, where the city incentivizes landlords into easing the restrictions that get in the way of immediate housing. These are barriers like a sobriety requirement or restricting those with a criminal record. Low barrier housing was one of the many recommendations from a report released this past spring that criticized Metro's current approach to homelessness as outdated.
So there's another graph at the bottom of this, so it has a better breakdown of what's happening with that $50 million. So we'll just show this graph as well. So $25 million to provide low-cost loans for affordable housing units. So that could be tiny homes, apartment complexes, and whatnot. $9 million to Metro's Homeless Impact Division, another Metro government division, for case management services. Another $9 million to Metro Homeless Impact Division for temporary micro-housing units. So maybe like the there's this truck that goes around. I believe it's in Chicago or Detroit, and it's this like semi tractor trailer.
Oh, yeah.
And then they have like these little beds that people can stay in, and then they partner with organizations like Shower Up where they can take the showers and whatnot. $7 million to offer incentives for landlords and property owners to establish low barrier housing.
There you go. So this is very interesting. In the article, in this, there's a report that's I don't exactly know who it's from. I have to click on it and see who this is from. But this report, it's the National Study of Homelessness and Affordable Housing.
Here, we can show it real quick on the screen.
It was released. It has author Stacy Horn Kosh, Greg Shin, and a few others that you can see on here. I don't exactly know if they represent a specific organization or...
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to find out, if they represent an organization.
But the reason why I believe this is a separate organization is because in the News Channel 5 article, it says this report called out the city for not doing enough to help the chronically homeless who have been homeless for more than a year. They've said some people were staying homeless longer, and the number of people living outside in unsafe conditions has doubled since 2013, which is kind of interesting because that graph doesn't seem to indicate that. I guess it depends on what the definition of homelessness is. Maybe they were counting a lot of people who lived in their cars beforehand, but maybe not as many now. I would imagine it's very hard to track that. They estimated that around 19 homeless people lived in the metro area. 1,900 homeless people lived in the metro area, with nearly 500 chronically homeless. The site of Wednesday's press conference was Bellevue United Methodist Church, where for the last year they've operated as a mobile housing navigation center. So trying to find out more information about this plan.
The plan is committed $9 million to build out 7 of these mobile centers by 2024. One solution for temporary housing has been created, micro homes. That's those little trucks that we talked about. And then it just breaks down the other part of the money. It doesn't exactly say how the plan is going to be utilized, just like they do with a lot of things.
Yeah, so $9 million spent on caseworkers meant to help you keep those homes. That includes help with mental health and addiction services. Which is probably where a lot of homeless that we currently see in Nashville would probably need that assistance, is mental health, addiction services, things like that. I'm kind of curious as to what the options were before. This money has been kind of made available for it. My guess is that there were really very limited resources.
Well, you could see that from the Brookmead Park.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or if it's services were available, but,
people weren't taking them.
People either weren't taking them, or were they just truly not available, or was the city not taking initiative to make sure that those who may have needed them went to seek them? So maybe now they have the money to kind of be the intermediary to make that happen. I'm not entirely sure.
Let us know in the comments below on YouTube, or you can DM us on Instagram at explore.nash. Do you think that $50 million is going to resolve the homelessness problem here in Nashville? My personal opinion is no.
Yeah, so it will be very interesting to see if $50 million is all it took to do that. I'm very surprised Nashville's not done it before.
Yeah.
That is the interesting question is why now? Did we not have $50 million to do it before?
And another personal thing is there are a few select people that choose to be homeless. So you're not going to get them off the streets.
No.
It's as simple as that.
Yeah. So it'll be very interesting to see. Time will tell. Metro Council will vote on it in October. All right. Let's head over to Explore's National Tip of the Day.
for Explorers Nashville tip of the day. It's a great day to spend your time in downtown Nashville and people watch all of the people coming in and out of downtown Nashville. And one of the best places to do that is Assembly Food Hall, located inside of 5th and Broad. Assembly Food Hall has, I believe, over 30 restaurants inside the North and South Food Hall. You can get hot chicken, you can get salads, you can get sushi, you can get burgers, you can get ice cream, and the list goes on and on.
It's really a unique place here in Nashville where everybody in the family, this is one of those cool things. If you go and visit it with a large group, you all don't have to go through the trouble of finding somewhere that everybody likes. This is somewhere where everybody can get something that they like there. There's tons of offerings for everybody there. So go visit Assembly Food Hall, shop around the 5th and Broad area, and just enjoy the nice Tennessee weather that we have right now before it gets hot or cold, whatever the weather decides to do this fall. That is Explorers Nashville tip of the day. It is beginning to be that time of the year. A couple things that happen. It's getting colder, so you need some warm drinks in your life. And it's getting to the holidays, some family time, so you may need some gifts that are upcoming. Well, we have the perfect thing for you, and that is Blessed Day Coffee. They have some of the most fresh and sustainable roasts that are out there. And you, as a Nashville Daily listener, can take 20% off using the discount code XPLR20 at checkout. Go visit them at blesseddaycoffee.com. A lot of free delivery for everybody in the Nashville area. Stock up now. Now's the time to start stocking up for your gifts. So go ahead and order now. And if you're wondering, you know, what are some things that you can order? Well, we have a combo roast with Blessed Day Coffee, and it's called Tennessee Sunrise. We actually have two. The first is Tennessee Sunrise. It's an amazing blonde roast. And then the Nashboro Espresso Roast. If you are into those dark espresso roasts, there is no better roast than this one right here. Get that double dose of the wake up because you have to look at this packaging. You see our faces. That's your wake up number one. And then you get the great caffeine and the great flavors from the Nashboro Espresso Roast. So you can find more information about this over at blesseddaycoffee.com. But again, use that discount code XPLR20 at checkout for 20% off. This is a great deal, especially for you coffee lovers, to get whole bean or ground for your specific needs, a French press, a drip, however you cold brew, however you want to do it. You're not going to get this level of service anywhere else or this discount anywhere else than right here. Use that for 20% off. Visit blesseddaycoffee.com.
So at the beginning of 2022, there was this conversation that Bristol Motor Speedway and the organization that owns them were going to be potentially purchasing the Nashville Fairground Speedway, and this would allow NASCAR to come back to race in Nashville. I believe the last race that NASCAR had here in Nashville was in the mid-1980s, and they've been trying to get back to this racetrack to race. This would be a short circuit track, and the races would be super intense here at the Nashville Fairground Speedway. But there's been a lot of controversy over this, the fairground and the speedway.
Stuart, are you saying that there's possibly any something to do with sports and arenas and stadiums and metro?
We're not stadiums.
And just, is there something that is not happening here? I mean, imagine just, how could this possibly be?
I don't know.
I don't know where that comes from.
No idea. We're not a stadium city.
We're not an entertainment city, y'all.
Yeah, that's coming from Mayor John Cooper, that he said that a few months ago, and we've talked about extensively about that. There is a ton of controversy over the Nashville Soccer Stadium and what's going to happen with the Nashville Fairgrounds. They've done all of these renovations here. They are currently building affordable income housing over near the Nashville Soccer Stadium, and right next to where they're building these apartments is the Nashville Fairground Speedway. I was there a few weeks ago, and I literally walked into the threshold of the speedway, and I looked up, and the concrete looks like it's falling apart. And I'm like, this place needs a renovation. Like, I don't know if I trust these grandstands to be standing any longer.
They're not grand.
They're not grand.
Not so grand anymore.
And imagine living at those apartments. You're just like, okay, this is affordable income housing. and all I hear is the races and the fans at the soccer stadium.
Yeah.
I digress.
So this is also very interesting because I really hope that this does not take the similar tone that the new football stadium for the Titans has taken.
It may.
The reason I think it may, and I think you're feeling this too, is the price that it will actually cost to do this looks like it may drastically increase based on some old data. So according to the Tennessean, Nashville last took stock of the Speedway's condition in 2016, wow. But that report does not take into account the Speedway's increased use and therefore increased wear and tear over the last 6 years, nor the impacts of inflation that really, really makes me think of when the Titans, the Nissan Stadium over there, and they're like, oh, yeah, we just have to keep Metro, just Sports Authority has to keep it as a first class stadium experience.
And that is not the case.
And it's not been the case that Metro has done that. And the few $1 million in renovations that they once thought were the case, once they really took stock of it a few, less than a year ago, about a year ago or so, realized that it could reach $1.2 billion with inflation and increased wear and tear over that last few years. And so they've realized, okay, they've got to take a step back. Metro really doesn't have the funds to do this, nor do they want to do this. And so I really hope that we don't have to go through this entire battle to make sure the National Speedway gets the attention that it needs to get.
It seems like a very common theme here in Nashville, where the city of Nashville is supposed to take care of something, and then they lose, for instance, the Tennessee State Fair. I'm just throwing that out there. But you may have been wondering to yourself, you may have passed where the racetrack is, but you've never seen the grandstands. And so we want to show this photo real quick just so you have a little bit more context into what the grandstand holds. And so this grandstand, I believe, holds around 15,000 people. If this were to become a NASCAR racetrack, they would have to increase the amount of people dramatically, probably up to 25 to 30,000 people.
Yes.
So they'll have to add a ton of seating. And the area I was talking about that I entered, so on the back side of this, there's not really a good photo. You enter into this threshold, and then there's this area where there's a bunch of vendors and people selling like soda and merchandise and stuff. That's the concrete that I'm talking about, but you can literally tell the concrete in this facility has not been kept up to date.
Yeah, that dang concrete. So the
gets you every time.
Nashville's Fair Commissioners Board. They are still waiting for details on a proposed deal to renovate the Fairground Speedway. But in the meantime, the board said it will not operate on outdated information. So they need to basically get new information on costs and a new evaluation since the last one was done in 2016. The board voted unanimously on a Tuesday. This was in mid-September to formally request from Mayor John Cooper's administration an updated report as well as a legal review of Metro's Speedway obligations under the charter. This sounds like what the issue that we've had with Nissan Stadium and the Titans. This is even better. The request comes after months of silence from city officials on the status of Nashville's negotiations with Bristol Motor Speedway to renovate the track and bring NASCAR Cup Series racing back to the fairgrounds. It's like we're reading the same article, just a different sport.
Yeah,
all over again.
It's like we don't want to deal with the new Titan Stadium, even though we could generate more tax revenue because we can have up to 15 to 18 more events in an enclosed stadium.
And it would increase the amount of really business activity that's happening in that soccer and Bristol Speedway Motor Speedway area. Fairground Speedway area, whichever one you want to pick.
Having a NASCAR race there would dramatically increase spending dollars in that area.
So Cooper announced in December of 21 a principal agreement with Bristol Motor Speedway's parent company, Speedway Motorsports, but has yet to release the details of the proposed contract. So board chair Sherry Wiener said the Tuesday that this was released, we know there's continued deterioration.
Yep.
We have to know how to make that safe if the Bristol deal goes does not go through.
Uh-huh.
We have to know what our options are. We have to know what the impact of the neighbor impact on the neighbors is going to be one way or the other, as well as the taxpayers. That's what our job is. The city estimated at the time it would issue around $75 million in revenue bonds for the tracks renovations, but that number has since gone up, of course. The 2023 capital improvements budget, a municipal capital spending wish list, includes a request for $100 million in revenue bonds for, quote, fairgrounds, sites improvements. So it's so that's necessarily specific.
Yeah, that's not just the racetrack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With the support of Governor Bill Lee, state lawmakers approved a $17 million grant for renovations to the Nashville Fairgrounds Speedway earlier this year. The grant is contingent on Nashville striking a deal with Bristol Motor Speedway to renovate the tracks. The state's like, we're waiting. It's on Nashville now. Here's the money, but it's sitting behind this wall of Nashville. It's just waiting for that.
This is literally the same conversation with the new Titan Stadium.
Yeah, so the deal is required to undergo independent financial analysis by a sports finance consultant. Any final deal requires approval from the Board of Fair Commissioners, the Metro Sports Authority, and Metro Council.
Lots of departments to make decisions.
Any demolition on the fairgrounds property also requires approval from at least 27 members of Metro's 40-person council or an amendment to the city's charter.
Which the people of Nashville would have to vote on that amendment.
Yep. So there's a section in this article called Critics Question the Deal's Financials. According to the Tennessean, the prospective deal has received pushback from communities surrounding the fairgrounds who have cited concerns that NASCAR's return to the track would worsen already disruptive noise and traffic.
Oh, just kidding.
We heard the same things for the Nashville SC.
It brings money.
Yeah. Former Metro board member Jason Bergeron, an outspoken critic of the deal, resigned in March to prevent any future concerns, that's in quotations, of conflict of interest, as his employer, Chiotis, secured the naming rights to Nashville SC Stadium.
Wow.
That's very interesting. Let's see.
In his parting statements to the board, he said the deal as it stood was grossly financially irresponsible, creating a black box of facility that needs to feed itself with a non-guaranteed revenue.
Okay.
Interesting.
A lot of criticism. This is very, this is so funny because this deal, it really brings all the criticism from two previous stadium deals, mm-hmm. Nashville SC, all the controversy surrounding the fairgrounds and the Nashville SC stadium, Chiotis Park. We hear that from the critics. I don't think they're going to try to fight it as hard this time because they probably exhausted all of their arguments and everything during the Nashville SC thing. So people really know how to deal with those complaints. But this is also reminiscent of the new Titan Stadium that's trying to go through right now and the city's silence on that. So this is pretty entertaining. This is entertainment right here to see this deal try and go through.
It gives us plenty of talking points here on the podcast.
Yeah, so just very interesting right there. This is like if there's ever a soap opera,
this is with a
city.
Yeah,
like if there's a drama show that could be around it, it would be with Nashville and them trying to do everything with their stadiums and sports and all of probably the deals that we don't hear going on behind the scenes. It's all very interesting. For listening to Nashville Daily.
To learn more about today's episode, visit NashvilleDailyPodcast.com. And to stay connected, head to our Discord and you can find the link at NashvilleDailyPodcast.com/connect. Nashville Daily is now offering tours. If you'd like to take a tour of downtown Nashville, head to the link in the show notes or find out more details at NashvilleDailyPodcast.com.
Nashville Daily Podcast is an Explore.Nash production. Copyright 2022.